From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Well, getting your French fries fix might be a little tougher in Miami today. As WLRN reporter Marva Hinton tells us, a group of fast food workers plans to walk off the job today.
These Miami workers want $15 an hour and the right to form a union without retaliation. Similar walkouts are taking place today all over the U.S. as well as internationally. These protests started 2 years ago in New York City. The workers say fast food jobs are no longer filled by teenagers looking for a little extra spending cash. Instead, you're more likely to see these restaurants hiring parents who are struggling to support their families. Earlier this year, several workers filed a lawsuit against McDonald's for wage theft. The fast food giant says it's looking into the matter. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
The Florida Department of Children and Family says a year-long crackdown on public assistance fraud is yielding some impressive results. According to the Federal Trade Commission, complaints concerning fraudulent government benefits in Florida decreased some 17% from 2012 to 2013. Andrew McClenahan is the director of DCF's Office of Public Benefits Integrity. He says Florida is the first and so far only state to use a customer authentication process at the front end of applying for assistance online.
So we're moving our focus instead of from a traditional pay and chase model of waiting till the bad guys are in the system to go find them and try to get the money back. We're placing the emphasis on improving the integrity of the programs.
DCF says the identity theft tool prevents fraudulent applications and ensures that benefits go to the Floridians who need them most. In the past, DCF says that its fraud prevention campaign, in the past year rather, DCF says its fraud prevention campaign saved almost $28 million from fraudulently going out the door. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.